Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Earlier in the show, I shot my mouth off without even realizing that I had walked into a food truck / restaurant situation within 20 minutes of them closing. So I guess I'm the bad guy for expecting a hot cup of coffee.
It's just, when does that window close?
So I would like to make today's It's Okay, Not Okay. Is it okay to go into a restaurant right up until their closing time? We both worked in restaurants.
Yes, yes, extensively.
We both know what it feels like when you're ready to skate out the door as soon as 2 a.m. rolls around because that's your closing time. And then some family of dildos comes in at 1:50 and you got to stay open for them. But let's forget for a moment that we worked in restaurants.
Oh, that's hard to do.
I know, but let's forget that. If your posted closing time is 11 p.m., then you're open until 11 p.m., aren't you?
Well, I mean, you're saying forget that you worked at a restaurant, but it's impossible to do. It's embedded in your DNA, and it just is different. In a restaurant, I would say in any other walk of life, in any other business or establishment, the hours are the hours. I just don't think. But then again, I also think it depends on a few different things. It depends on what's going on. Because if I walk into a restaurant and there's 15 minutes to close and they're packed, which sometimes restaurants are.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, I feel less bad and maybe I would be more apt to sit down.
Sure.
If I walk into a restaurant and there's 20-30 minutes to close and I'm the last person in there, the only soul, I'll probably leave.
Me too. Our recent example, we were walking through downtown St. Pete after a great show by Sarah Nation at Janice Live, and we go to Tony's Pizza. Suppose it's 11:55 and Tony's Pizza closes at midnight. I think we'd probably still go in there for a slice.
Is that just based on the level of inebriation, or is that just based on we needed food in that moment and we were going to do whatever we needed to do to get it?
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay, because that's a very unique situation where, I'll be honest, I'm not in the best frame of mind when it comes to thinking about others.
Right.
I'm just thinking about that pizza, and we had walked a few blocks to get it. So, I mean, there's a lot of different variables at play there. But 9 out of 10 times, I'll steer clear, and even more so at fast food places.
Right.
Because, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, I just can't see what's going on back there, and I think they may be more apt to, you know, yes, you know, throw some sprouts on top of my Whopper.
Some organic sprouts.
Yeah.
You mean pubic hair?
Pubes, yeah.
727-579-1025. What's up, Brennan? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, thanks, guys. How are you?
Thank you, buddy. We're really good. Thank you. How about you?
Pretty good. I quit working about 2 hours ago so I could sit down and listen to you guys. Hey, listen, I worked in a restaurant business myself, and it depends. Like you said, if you go somewhere and they're not closing for another 15 or 20 minutes and all you want is a cup of coffee, come on, man. Give the guy a cup of coffee, you know? But, like, you don't take your whole family to a full-on Chili's when they close at 11, the kitchen closes at 11, and expect to be served. Now, then there's the other side. Am I the restaurant owner? Do I appreciate you being there?
Of course.
I stay open and let you eat. That's me as a restaurant owner.
Well, yeah, and like, what's the cutoff? Is it 30 minutes? Is it 15 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? Because if your posted closing time is 11 p.m., I think I should have the reasonable expectation, if I'm completely ignorant, that I walk into the place at 10:45 and I can get a meal.
Yeah, but right, if the kitchen is open till 11, that's how late the kitchen is open. So they should still be cooking until 10:59, you know?
Yeah, and if you tell me, well, my staff was hoping to get out of here early, well, tough noogies for your staff. Now they got to stay and they got to freaking cook my food.
Well, it is interesting to kind of allow yourself to think about who holds these opinions and who really clings to them. Because I would venture to think if you're a business owner and you're all about making money and giving good service, restaurant owners probably don't love this mentality amongst their wait staff or their bar staff. They would want you to be just as good at the start of your shift as the final seconds of your shift. So it really is servers, and I knew this when I was a server, and once I worked in the kitchen and became a manager, one of the most entitled bases of any workforce ever. Something about servers, they just want it exactly their way, and if anything goes outside of that, you know, framework, they will be very upset. So it is a little bit that servers just are high maintenance.
No question. The highest maintenance. We used to get in trouble when I was a restaurant manager at Sunset Grill in Winter Park, Florida, because we closed at 10, but at 9:30, I'd lock the doors. Like, I didn't want to be there all night, so I'd close everybody out, lock the doors at 9:30, and if somebody came up, if you opened that door, you were going to get a ration of you-know-what from me.
I do remember it being a thing that we would try to talk the manager into just... Because what, especially those nights when... And they happen a lot of times at you know, casual places on the weekday... That last hour is a dead zone. Like you're waiting there. You've gone down to closers. You've got maybe one server on the floor, one bartender. The kitchen has been closing for an hour. So when you just break through that wall and you now have taken everybody walking out the door at 10 to everybody walking out the door at 11 plus, that can be hard to handle. But I can also appreciate that's not really anybody else's problem but ours.
So as a restaurant manager, I would do one of these. If they tried to walk in at like 9:40, I go, hey, folks, listen, I would love to serve you. And if you insist upon it, I'll seat you and we'll get you a meal. But, you know, my staff has been working real hard tonight. We haven't had a table in the last 2 hours. And I don't think you'd get the best experience here that you could possibly get.
Oh, wow.
Here's a couple of appetizer cards. If you'd like to come back sometime, your appetizers are on me. And I'd love to treat you to what our restaurant can really do.
Oh, wow. That's a good schmooze. That's a good schmooze right there.
Then they'd call the owner in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels great in the way you even had me sold.
Yeah.
But a general manager finds out about that?
Canned.
Bad day.
Canned in a minute. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, Drew. Hey, John.
Hey, girl.
No, it's absolutely okay. I'm a waitress. I have been for 20 years, and my first customer is just as important as my last customer. I'm going to be there cleaning up for 30 minutes anyways, at least. So,
I like your attitude.
My kitchen closes in 5 minutes. Let's get your order in so them boys can go home.
Watch the language. Let's watch the language. What type of restaurant? It's okay. What type of restaurant do you...
A family restaurant. I work for Popey's Place. I've called you many times.
Oh, yeah. I love that place. Absolutely. Good stuff. Thank you very much. Sorry you swore.
Well, is it weird? Now, I'm almost going to say something that's going to go against your experience this morning.
Yeah.
It feels like that would be more of a late night thing than a breakfast place, because Popey's does breakfast and maybe some lunch. So I would say I may be going back on the situation with the food truck, because with a breakfast spot, it's the middle of the day.
Right.
Like it's not like you stopped anybody from going home to their family.
Uh-uh.
You maybe stopped somebody from going home 15 minutes earlier in the middle of the day.
Right.
So I don't know that the same rules apply to midday breakfast closings as late night bar/restaurant closings.
I would just appreciate it if the guy had said, yes, I do have coffee, but that coffee's been sitting there for a while and we're about to close up. I don't feel good about serving you coffee.
Here's two free coffee cards that you can take with you, and we'd love to give you proper coffee on the right day.
Oh, yeah. That I'd like.
Learn from the best.
Thanks, man. What's up, Ashley?
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. It's delightful to hear from you. What can we do for you?
So I actually used to work at a coffee shop, and even when we had the door closed, we're just cleaning up back there. If the machine's not been cleaned yet, we would go and unlock the door and let people in to grab a cup, because a small business, we'd rather get the sales higher. So That's my take on it. If it's definitely coffee, I mean, if it's a sit-down restaurant, give the kitchen half an hour.
Right.
If you're walking in any later than half an hour, then you're kind of being a butthead. But coffee shop, you're just grabbing a cup. No, definitely, like, we're letting people in. We're getting the sales up.
All right, let me ask you this, Ashley. This is something that happened this morning, and you maybe didn't hear it. It was at the beginning of the show. So I read this food truck review on Yelp, 5 stars. Looks like a phenomenal breakfast sandwich place. I had a fast. That's very important here. I had a fast last night because of a procedure. I did not eat all morning. I was a bit hangry. And when I walked up, I heard talk radio, but it wasn't like Roger and JP on this station. It was a Bill Burr podcast. And in this podcast, he's using not just the F word, but the C-bomb. See you next Tuesday. And
okay.
You know, right. Like, I don't get offended. But like in a transactional relationship where I'm going to spend money at your place, I find that a bit off-putting.
It feels like you're offended.
Maybe I am. Yeah. Maybe it's okay to own the fact that I'm not necessarily offended as much as I was put off.
Well, there's something for that moment where you're hearing those words in a place that you would never hear those words. At the very least, it's shocking.
Right. Shocking. That's a good way to put it. What do you think about that?
You're recognizing that this is a place that people are now reading a review on. They're right. going to be going and exploring. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, excellent. It's a family spot. There are breakfasts, so you're not expecting a late night crowd.
Right.
I definitely would be a little off-put, you know, on that. Definitely.
All right.
I mean, I use terms like butthead. And
yeah, oh, yeah. No, me too. And I use every word under the sun, but not that word and not in a in a place of business. All right. Thank you. No further questions. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet.
And it's not an excuse, but I, in defense of these gentlemen, would like to say I think that the podcast was also in direct correlation to the fact that they were closing. Like, I think if you went there during their primetime rush this morning, I don't think they had the Bill Burr. Maybe they had, you know, some music going, whatever. And then after not having an order for a while, and he was like, "Hey, dude, can I put on the Bill Burr podcast while we close up, brother?"
How'd you know what he sounded like?
Yeah.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Hey, John, welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, bud?
Being that I worked in that industry and appreciate, you know, the industry and respect, like the tips and stuff like that, you sign up for that type of time frame. So my approach was, hey, you're expected to work during that time. And I got better treatment the more that I, you know, withheld the last minute come in and order some food. But we tried to restrict the menu to something quick.
Yeah, we would do that at Fridays, like between, like after midnight, you had a limited menu, your late night menu that you'd shift to. But even that is a pain in the dick when you're, you got some family of six walking in at 1:50 thinking they can get their fried motts.
Yeah, and I had a good training video, the movie Waiting. So I made sure I did my stuff.
Yeah, that's a good documentary. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is very Ryan Reynolds-y in that.
So in out of all the positions in the restaurant, because honestly, from a server's perspective, if you're closed up, you can get stuck there as long as the person is there just because you've got to maybe finish off that table or whatever. But the real, real rage comes from the kitchen, because if you've cleaned your whole grill or whatever it may be, and then you've got people coming in ordering God knows what, you probably are almost back to square one. I remember that the kitchen guys would always say, you know, try to steer them towards something fried, because, you know, you can drop anything in the fryer.
Yeah.
That late at night, but it was really the grill being, a mess was the big concern.
I always got along my relationship with the kitchen guys is kind of my same relationship with the engineers here. We need them, but that doesn't overcompensate for the fact that they can be dicks.
Yeah, and they secretly hate us.
Right. They secretly hate us because we stand between them and peace and harmony.
Yeah.
We're always coming at them with something that's going to be a pain in their ass. So when the kitchen guys would bitch because you'd ring in an order at like 1:40, I'd go back there and I go, "Sorry, I'm trying to take care of the customer."
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, write me up because I want to get this place more business. But then the next time you have a shift meal, ball mopped.
Yeah.
And I ate it up hungrily.
Yeah.
What's up, Joe? Okay or not okay to go into a restaurant right up until the moment where they say they close?
I think it's okay if you go in with the right attitude, you know, poke your head in the door, kind of get someone's attention, let them know, you know, hey, you know, I got a party at 4 or 6 here. You know, I know it's late. I want to see what you guys are up to. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'll get welcomed, you know, and then, you know, they may say, hey, yeah, you know, we're shutting down. But I think if you go, it's the ones that walk in like you own the place 2 minutes before they're going to close, and you're going to sit down, you want the menu, you want, you know, you're going to order everything, you know, and you got 6 people you're going to talk,
John,
all night. You're going to camp.
I think that can be, it depends on the person, because it can go both ways. You acknowledging that you know it's bad, they go, well, if you know this isn't right, then what the F are you doing here?
Right.
But I think there is another type of person that if you can have that human connection and say, if it's been, you know, some sort of scenario, oh my goodness, I wouldn't normally do this, but we've been traveling all night, yeah, and I know you close in 15 minutes, but we're just looking to get a quick bite to eat. Maybe that honesty makes everything a little better.
Or it could make it worse, because like even acknowledging it, they're not going to say no. They're not able to say no. So they're like, oh, no, you're good. Come on in.
Yeah,
and that's when
I'll
you end up eating their genitalia.
Kitchen guy perspective, you know? And
oh,
I'll,
yeah.
You know, throw some industry terms around, you know, let them know that, you know, hey, if you guys can do anything, I'm into it. But I also understand 100%.
Yeah.
And if you're a good kitchen guy, you can clean that kitchen while still being able to cook anything on that menu.
That's a really good point.
Way around it.
That's a really good point.
You're coming in there just like, I don't mean to 86 everyone's party in here, but I don't know if the BOH has done their side work yet, but I just looking for a quick meal, no hard feelings.
Maybe you could put us at that foretop right there and then give the kitchen a cover count and then tell the BOH guys that their side work's just going to have to wait.
Man,
I know the lingo.
How intense was the, we always called it a menu count, but how intense was that in restaurants you worked in? Because that was the most consistent arguing point between the kitchen and front of house, was that the host was supposed to, and even the servers were supposed to give the kitchen menu counts. It never did.
How many menus down?
All of a sudden the kitchen starts getting in the weeds, and they're, can I get an effing menu count? Why didn't you give me an menu count?
20 down.
Yeah.
20 down, 10 orders in.
Or you give them a menu count of like 8 menus, and then
they
in
get
20 15 minutes.
Orders.
You just told me 6 menus.
I'm glad that didn't just happen at restaurants that I worked at.
Good times.
What's up, Chris?
I worked in a fine dining Italian restaurant, and we closed at 10.
Right.
And I always wanted to be a closer because the people who came in at 10 of 10 were the ones who tipped the best. So I ended up making a ton of extra money.
Well, that's good. Yeah, so it's great when it works out that way. Very empty when it doesn't, when you wait around for them and they end up stiffing you or leaving you like a 10% tip. That sucks.
Right. It depends on what type of restaurant you work at.
What was the specialty of the house or della casa at the Italian restaurant that you worked at?
Lobster fra diavolo.
Oh. My fave. My grandma Virginia, my dad's mom, used to make lobster fra diavolo. Big old piece of lobster on top of spicy spaghetti.
Yeah, and that prick Tommy used to always take the lobster bone right off the top.
Okay, that's Peter. But no, he didn't. We never. Let me ask you this. What was the name of this Italian place?
It was called Bruno's. It was on St. Pete Beach. It's no longer there. Oh. He's passed away. It was just an individual.
R.I.P. Bruno.
Sorry. I wonder who's got the best lobster fra diavolo or any kind of fra diavolo in the Tampa Bay area. Thank you for that. Thanks for the call. And thanks for the fra diavolo. Wonder if Donatello's has a nice fra diavolo. Ooh, that's so good. Like a seafood fra diavolo too, not just lobster, but you get like little mussels.
Oh, dude, that's like my favorite thing in the world, and it's so hard to find because it's that seafood platter you're talking about with the mussels, like the shrimp, the linguica sometimes.
Oh yeah,
that's something I gotta expose myself to more because I love going out for mussels and clams and all those fun seafood stuff, but I don't ever find myself wanting it when it's all in like a sauce of a meal,
like a cioppino.
Yeah, cioppino. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
That's going to be my halfway through 2021 resolution.
Find more cioppino?
Find more seafood dishes.
All right.
That have multiple types of seafood in it.
It's very good.
Thank you.
727-579-1025. I ordered the cioppinis at a place one time, and I said, shouldn't this say cioppino? And he said, no, it shouldn't. What's up, Jason?
Hey, I do not think it's okay.
Not okay to go into a restaurant. All right, tell me why.
So.
Within 30?
Oh, yeah.
30.
30 minutes. I mean, me personally, I start feeling a little guilty, and I'll try to steer clear of anything that's closing within 30 minutes or
so. Huh. That's interesting. Like 25 minutes and you're really super hungry and the place can get the food out pretty quickly?
Yeah, it certainly depends on the type of restaurant, I would suppose. I also think it's interesting. My question would be, why is the kitchen staff getting so upset that they're cleaning when the restaurant is still clearly open and possibility of people coming in?
Just because they want to get the hell out of there. They've been sweating it all night, and they got to deal with servers, and they're generally unhappy anyway.
Well, especially if you're not doing anything. That's why what's going on in the restaurant matters. Because if you have been sitting there for 30 or 45 minutes with one ticket or no tickets, you know, I don't know if you've heard the saying, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Right.
You might as well get going on your closing work. So what else are you going to do? Just sit there until it's that time and then start trying to get out of there?
He's got a point.
No, you do have a point. It's just a funny mindset.
It is.
Oh, yeah. And being removed from it, we can look back on it with a little less judgment, you know, a little less passion.
Yeah, because at the time, if we were in the thralls of the service industry, this wouldn't be a debate.
No.
I would be saying that you are scum of the earth. Possibly you should be locked up in Guantanamo Bay.
I'd be Ed Till style. You deserve to burn in hell if you walk into a restaurant 15 minutes before they close. You deserve every type of disease and famine, and for your mom to be gang raped in front of you, and for your father to be sodomized with a thorny umbrella if you walk into a restaurant 15 minutes before posted closing time. This is Ed Till.
Oh, wow.
Let's come back and talk about Little Steven. You know Little Steven?
Who's
Sylvia on The Sopranos?
No.
My best impression? Hey, T.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No, but he did have a temporary addiction that he's coming clean about. And it's not booze, and it's not drugs. It's something that I enjoy myself. I wouldn't say I'm addicted.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.